Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about four truths when it comes to in-demand virtual assistant services. So let me start off by saying, what do I mean by virtual assistant services? This is what you sell. This is the expertise that you sell to clients, also known as your service offerings. What do I mean by most in demand? These are the things that clients are asking for. So just so we're on the same page. So let's dive in. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to clear up a lot of myths and misconceptions that seem to be rampant in our industry. And unfortunately, just like a lot of other industries, there's a lot of hype, a lot of filler, a lot of fluff, and just a lot of downright lies that unfortunately people use to bait you and get you to buy their stuff, okay? So let's start with truth number one. The demand for admin services is declining. So I would say admin type services are no longer considered in demand. Now, 20 years ago, when the industry first started, it was all admin based. But as technology and tools have evolved, so has our industry, and the need for admin services is declining. Clients can do their own admin work, but the things they can't do is really the systems and the technology that make their business possible. So those are the skill sets that they're asking for. Those are also the skill sets that are going to help, you know, bring in more income for you, because they're going to pay you more for that expertise than, say, data entry or inbox management. And I'm not slighting those skills. They are important, because clients should not be doing their own admin work. This is for those of you who are really looking to earn more money and do more back-end skills, what I call freedom-based skills. So let's be honest, admin services still keep you tied to your desk during normal business hours. They also pay less than a lot of the other services that you can offer. And they're also sometimes lumped together as one specialty. Well, admin services is not a specialty. It's more of a generalist. You're more of a jack or jill of all trades, which is also harder to market, but it's also harder to make a great living that way. Specialization is the way to go. So if you're like me, admin's just not my thing. I wanted freedom-based skills, so the back-end type skills, which means I could work when and where I want. I don't have to have normal business hours. I just have to deliver whatever I promised on time. It doesn't matter when it's done. So first off, the demand for admin services is declining. Back-end skills, the ones that operate and run an online business, are the ones that are in demand, because those are the ones that clients can't do themselves. So what do I mean by back-end skills? Well, let me just give you a couple ideas. Probably the easiest way to categorize it is to say it's either operations-based or technology-based, okay? Let me change that. It should be operations and marketing-based, okay? So operations is what runs the business, the day-to-day stuff, you know, making sure that clients are getting what they need. Just the systems that run the business are in place. People are getting paid. If you have a team, they're managed. That's operations. And then you have marketing. Marketing is how you bring in the business. Marketing is how you get sales. So those two things are really what people need help with: running their business, not the admin stuff, but the actual operation of the business. Think of an OBM or an online business manager. And then they need help with the marketing and the technology that makes their business possible. So for instance, all things digital marketing. And digital marketing is an umbrella. So anything that has to do with social media or websites, even branding and graphic design, content marketing, copywriting, those are all going to fall under digital marketing. But then operations, as I mentioned, would be like an online business manager, anybody who runs the back end. So think of an operations manager in a job. Project management could also follow into back end skills. But these are the skills that allow you to work when and where you want. You are not tied to your desk during business hours. Truth number two, admin services pay less. And I already touched on this, but it's true. People aren't going to pay as much for admin services as they are for specialty services. What do we mean by specialty services? I mean people that specialize in either a specific tool or tools. and maybe it's not a tool, maybe it's not, say, WordPress or Canva, maybe it's a skill set such as project management, or maybe it's a skill set like copywriting, or any type of graphic design. Those kind of intersect with each other. So you have an expertise that you use a tool to deliver, right? So admin services overall are going to pay less. And so this comes down to how much do you need to make? Admin services were not enough for me, not to mention I didn't want to do it, but they don't pay enough. And I needed to replace a six-figure income. So admin services were not going to work for me. Regardless of what you see and what you hear, you will not be paid $50 an hour to do research or data entry. If you do, that's not the norm. You're the exception. If you're looking to earn more money and really give yourself the freedom you crave, you're going to have to look into those more in-demand skills, which, as I mentioned, are going to be anything digital marketing and really anything around operating a business. So digital marketing is the way to go, okay? It is the way to go. And digital marketing, again, is an umbrella. So think websites, think email marketing, think content marketing, think sales funnels, think social media marketing. All the different pieces that go into that, everything digital marketing is an in-demand, highly paid specialty. If that's what you're looking to do, it also makes you much more marketable because you have skills that clients want, right? What I call low-hanging fruit, okay? You also become an asset to your clients because you make them money. Because what you do makes money for them, so you're an asset, not an expense, which is a great thing, okay? So truth number three, being a specialist is going to get you further than being a generalist. Now, what do I mean by a specialist versus a generalist? A generalist is usually someone who's an admin. And again, I'm not categorizing, but an admin does a lot of things, which is great. You know, they can manage your inbox and they can do customer service and they can manage your calendar and they can do research. But they're a jack or jill of all trades. And those sometimes are really hard to market because people don't understand what your specialty is. And most people want a specialty. They want to know that you're not, you know, good at five or six things, but you're really good at one. And this is where you can ask for premium rates. If you're a specialist, you are an expert in a specific expertise. And people, especially if you want to work for professionals, are wanting to hire other professionals. And remember, your rates attract your clients. And so you have to realize, what are you charging? And what type of clients are you drawing from that? So the beauty of being a specialist is that you can also scale your business really, really easily if you're a specialist, because you can divide that specialty into so many different off-the-shelf packages. So you can create multiple revenue streams. So there's a lot of benefits to being a specialist. Besides, you get paid more, but it's also easier to market, and people want to work with specialties, or specialists, I should say. And non-admin services are easier to scale. That would be truth number four, which is true. Because if you have, let's say, WordPress knowledge, for instance, you can actually scale WordPress knowledge fairly easily. You can create several different packages. And so each package would be a revenue stream. You can scale it, so you could even outsource pieces of it. So for instance, you could have somebody do the basic build of the WordPress website, and then you come in and you do your magic to make it a professional website. So you're only doing the real fun stuff that you love, and you can actually outsource the others, but they can be part of your team. So you're not farming the work out, you're actually bringing people to you to help you build out your dream business. So offering non-admin skills are much easier as well when it comes to scaling your business. And there are so many different fun ways that you can scale as well. So these are just giving you some ideas, but also hoping, you know, clearing up any myths or misconceptions that are out there. Bottom line is that the industry that you're in, the VA industry, is moving away from admin-based services towards more techie, strategic skills, and that's what clients want. It's just like a job. When you don't have the skills that employers want, it's easy for you to go out and get the skills that you want by investing in yourself. learn the skills that you need. So right now, if you're in a place where you're like, I want to, you know, I want to level up, I want to do other things so I can scale my business and maybe not work during business hours, I have more flexibility, you can certainly do that. Point is you want to have the skill sets that are going to pay you what you want and also be in demand, so it makes it easier for you to market yourself and also find clients. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.